Okay, today's daf is Zvachim, daf Pei Dalet. And we are on the bottom of Pei Gimel Mabez. And we are discussing the different shitas about Mizbeach Mekadish, Mizbeach Eina Mekadish. What is the Mizbeach Mekadish? If you remember, we had 2 days in the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, and that is Machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, where they discuss how far-reaching, how expanded is this halacha Mizbeach Mekadish. Rabbi Yeshua says anything that is fit to be burned on the Mizbeach, ra'ui li'ishim, that is a more limited view, while Rabbi Gamliel says no, anything that is ra'ui li'mizbeach. And the Mishnah said the difference between them is dam and asachim, because dam and asachim both go on the Mizbeach, but they are not burned on the Mizbeach. You don't burn blood, you don't burn wine, but They are ra'ui al gabi ha-mizbeach. So that is an afkamina between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel. Then we had, on Pei Gimel Mabez, the last point we quoted a third opinion in the Mishnah, and that was Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which the Gemara just discussed. And Rabbi Shimon's opinion is that only this, if there's something pasul, that is ba machbas atzmo. If it's in its own independent ikar karban, so then it's going to be subject to this psul. Because then it's a davar chashiv enough that the mizbeach is going to be makadishit. But if it's not ba machmas atzman, it just comes along, it piggybacks with something else, like nesachim of a karban, of an ola or shlamim, so then he says that Allah yere, because it doesn't have enough inherent kedusha, it's got to start out with something, with a certain level, thank you, in order to then become niskadesh afterwards if it goes up. So that is Reb Shimon Shita. So we had Reb Gamliel, Reb Yeshua, and then Reb Shimon. And then in the Brisa here, we had two more opinions. We had Reb Yossi HaGalili, and first look at the Brisa quoted Reb Shimon, as in our Mishnah, then the Gemara quoted Reb Yossi HaGalili, who learned it out from the word kvasim, just like kvasim or ru'i, and so too anything that is ro'i. And Reb Akiva, he learned it out from the word ola, just like ola is ro'i, so too everything is ro'i. So those are two more opinions, and we said the nafkamina between them was ola sa'of. Right, because an ola sa'of is not kvasim, but is included in ola, and then we went into why each one doesn't hold of the other opinion. But if you put it all together, there are five opinions of the Tanaim. Five opinions. What is the source? And the source will impact the halachas, the nafkaminas, in terms of Mizbeach Makadish. So we have Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah, and then we have Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon is quoted in both. So related to that, now the Gemara is going to say, my Ika, fourth to last line on Pei Gimel Amabes, my Ika bein Hani Tanoi, Lahani Tanoi de Mastisa. And what's the difference between all these five Tanoim? So what we're going to do now until the Mishnah is just to go through different cases and say what everybody would hold in each case. Everybody would hold it in Afkaminas. They all hold of this halacha. The Pasuk says, Kol Gamba Mizbeach Yikdash, whatever goes up on the Mizbeach is going to be Mekudash, but there are some items that are excluded and some that are included. So, Amar Papa, Kamatzim Shekitshu Bikli Ekibinayu. What about Kamatzim, if you have a Kometz, that was Niskadish Bikli, and then it became Pasul. So yesterday, at the beginning of the Gemara, we said that's a discussion in our Mishnah if it was lo kitshu b'kli. If you had the Karban Mincha in the Kli, then you took it out, and after you did the Kemitza, you never put it back into the Kli the second time. That's what we said. If you didn't put it into the Kli the first time, that's what the Shidduch Kubetza says, that's nothing to talk about. That for sure, imala yerid. But if it went into the Kli the first time, and now we're talking about it didn't go back into the second Kli, so that is a quest, that is excluded, that's what we said yesterday. But now we're saying, what if it was? It was Niskadesh in the Kli Shares, the Kmitza, and then it became, you found a problem with it. It became Patzel. So then, Ika Binah, that's the difference. To the Tanoi Didon, according to the Tanam of our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, Lo Yerdu. Those would not go down. Those would achieve Kedusha, and therefore, because it is royal Ishim, and it is royal Mizbeach, the Kemitza, both of those definitions are met, and therefore, it would not go down. L'tanoi demasnisa yerdu. And according to the Tanoim of the Brisa, they would be yerdu. Why? Because what are their definitions? Kvasim and Ola. So kvasim, so the Karban Mincha is excluded. Karban Mincha is not an Ola, and Karban Mincha is not a Keves. So therefore, according to the Tanoim of our Mishnah, they would not have this principle of Im Allah Yerid. That is the first Afkamina. Next, Amar Reish Lakish, Mincha Haba'a Bifnei Atzma. Reish Lakish says, now, if you have a carbon mincha that's Ba'a Bifnei Atzma, a separate carbon mincha, for example, a carbon, a Nidvas Yachid, carbon, no, Yachid wants to bring in a Dava, a mincha cannot be brought by Shutfis. It's either a Yachid or Tzibur. Right, the carbon minchas that are brought by a tzibur are the shtehel lechem, the lechem apanim, the carbon omer, all of those brought by a tzibur. And then there are many carbon minchas that are carbon yachis. That's meseches menachas. So, if you have any of those carbon minchas that are brought bifnei atzma, l'divrei kulon lo tered. So according to everybody, that they do not go down. What does l'divrei kulon mean here? It doesn't mean l'divrei kulon, as we'll see in a second. We just said the brisa tanoim exclude minchas. So l'divrei kulon means even Reb Shimon. Even Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, all the Tanam of our Mishnah, that's what the Divrei Kulon means. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua and Reb Shimon, they all say Kedusha is achieved. Because again, let's go through each Shita. Rabbi Yeshua's definition, or let's start from the beginning. Rabbi Yeshua's definition has to be right to be burned on the fire. So a mincha can be burned on the fire. Rabbi Gamliel's definition has to be right to go up on the Mizbeach. So Kibitza goes up on the Mizbeach. So those two, it fits. Third, Rabbi Shimon says it has to be a Ba Bifnei Atzmo. It's got to become independently. So that fits too. So that's L'Devrei Yaakov. Rabbi Akiva, but according to the two opinions in the Brisa, Tered, they would go down. Because again, their sources are Kvasim and Ola, and those exclude Karban Mincha. It's not an animal, and it's not a Karban Ola. Right? You know, there's also such thing as a Minchas Ola. Mincha is its own, Mincha is a separate Karban, separate mitzvah for the Bailim and for the owner. So that is case number one. Next case, mincha haba'a im hazevach. If you have a mincha that is coming with a zevach, meaning it is not coming bifnei atzmo, it's coming as a sachem of a carbon. As we mentioned, a carbon ola and a carbon shlamim requires nesachem to be brought with it. Requires wine and flour and oil, as we will discuss. So mincha haba'a im hazevach. So what happens if that goes up on the mizbeach? L'devrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua lo teired. So again, the first two tanam of our Mishnah, it's okay. They do not require it to be ikar. They don't have to require it to be bifnei atzma. So according to the first two opinions, lo teired, because it's included in the halacha. L'devrei kulan teired. But according to everybody else, teired. Why? According to Reb Shimon, let's just go through. It's just simple fitting it into one of the five shitas. According to Reb Shimon in our Mishnah, it's not ba'a bigla atzma. And therefore, it's going to be Tered. According to the two Tanaim of the Brisa, all minchas are excluded. So therefore, it's going to go down. It's not going to be able to have the halacha of imol lo yered. Next, what about nesachim haboed bifnei atzman? What happens if somebody somebody makes a promise, a nedava, that they're going to bring nesachim to the Beis HaMikdash? Right, boed bifnei atzman. We're going to talk about this more in a minute, whether you could do this. But let's say you can, according to that opinion. So, L'divrei kulon yerdu. There, nesachim, so according to everyone, again, who does everyone mean? You just got to do the math, who's left out in the next phrase. So, l'divrei kulon yerdu, this means Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, in the Brisa. So according to them, it has to be Ola or Kvasim. So wine is not Ola or Kvasim. And even according to Rabbi Yoshua in our Mishnah, the first opinion, it has to be Roy for the fire, Roy Lishim. So also, according to him, wine is not good enough. So according to those three, Yerdu. L'divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Lo Yerdu. But according to the last two opinions in our Mishnah, Lo Yerdu. Because Rabbi Gamliel's requirement is Al Gabi Mizbeach, so this goes on the Mizbeach, and according to Reb Shimon, it's got to be Ba Bifnei Atzmo, and this is Ba Bifnei Atzmo. So according to them, it would be Lo Yered. Nesachim Aboinim HaZevach. Next, what about if you have Nesachim that come with the Zevach? Beforehand, we had Mincha that comes with the Zevach. Now we have the Nesachim that comes with the Zevach. So Lo Divrei Kulon Yerdu, according to everyone except Rabbi Gamliel Yered. Because again, according to the Mandamers of the Brisa, it's for sure excluded. According to Rabbi Yoshua, who says it has to be Roy on the fire, it's excluded. But now even according to Reb Shimon, it's not Baba Fidatzma, so it's excluded. So the only one here that's going to say it achieves some status is Rabbi Gamliel. He's the most expanded, he's the most wide-ranging Shita of Mizbeach Makadesh, because he says it has to just be Ro'i Al-Gabi Mizbeach, to anything you do on the Mizbeach. So the Rabbi Gamliel, Lechudei, Lo Yerdu. Fine. So now the Gemara says, that's just simple fitting in the boxes. You know each sheet in the Mishnah, and the Brisa, you fit it in. So the Gemara says, Pshita. It's pretty obvious. Okay, you got to focus a little bit, but it's not like you have to figure things out. You just got to plug in. So the Gemara says, isn't that obvious? Right, Rashi, your quote. If you want to just see a nice one Rashi with the sikkum of all the shitas, pshita to hachihu. Rashi says to the Rabbi Yeshua, midi davar mokta in to labar mokta lo. Rabbi Yeshua says you need mokta. You need it to be on the fire. L'Rabbi Gamliel called the var mizbeach. Right, it's like the town lines down in Rashi. Rabbi Gamliel, anything that's fit on the mizbeach. L'Rabbi Shimon, bava galatzmo. L'tani de bastisan min chalo. So just in summary, it's all five shitas. So what's the chiddush here? You're just plugging in to the opinions. So the Gemara answers, mincha haba b'fnei atzmo tzri chalei. The chiddush is the halacha of mincha that's ba'a b'fnei atzmo. Meaning the first statement of Reish Lakish, that is the chiddush. Why? Ukid de Rava. And according to Rava, to teach me that there is such a thing. To Amar Rava, Misnadiv Adam Minchas Nesachim Bechol Yom. When it says Mincha Befrei Atzma, it's to teach me, Rashi says, that there is a concept of donating a Minchas Nesachim, right? Even without a carbon. A carbon Mincha you could bring. But could you bring a Mincha with Nesachim? With Nesachim? Minchas Nesachim Bechol Yom? So that is not Mefurish. And even though the Torah doesn't say it, right, because the differences between Minchas Nesachim is that usually what happens with the Korah Mincha, your Komates that amount of a Kemitza, then the rest is eaten by the Kohanim. By the Nesachim, it's all burned. The Mincha, the flour and the oil and the wine that's brought with, let's say, an Ol and a Shlamim, that Mincha is all burned on his back. So are you allowed to volunteer that? Who says that you're allowed to? Says you're allowed to volunteer. That's not. Maybe that's only a special din that comes with other karbanos. But you're allowed to volunteer that, and then it'll all go burned on the mizbeach. So that's Rav Shita, and therefore that is the chiddush of the gemara. Fine. What was the havamina that maybe not? So you have to know exactly how do you view the Minchas Nesachim. Is it one, the Briska Rav discusses it, is it one with the wine and then it's all brought on the Mizbeach as a carbon? Is the carbon itself Mechayiv, the Mincha and the wine separately? Okay, that is a discussion in the Briska Rav. Well, let's finish up, continue. Vineshmeina Kidarava. So Reish Lakish, that's the whole reason why we have all these five cases, because we want to prove that Reish Lakish is based on Rava. So why don't you just say, Halach is like Rava. Vidishmeina kidarava. Why didn't he just say that? Then that would be much, much clearer. Just write Befeirish like Rava. So the Gemara answers, Nesachim habayim memazavach estrichalei. No, the different one of the cases is the Chiddush. Nesachim, the libations that come with the carbon. What's the Chiddush? What? And according to who? According to Reb Shimon. It's the Chiddush. Why? What did we say? Nesachim habayim memazavach, we said according to Reb Shimon, it's still possible because it's not ba b'fnei atzmo. So the Gemara says, to come a kariv lehu l'machro l'yoma achra. We learned earlier in the Masechta that when you bring Nesachim with a carbon, you really could bring it a week later, the Nesachim. You could bring a carbon today and the Nesachim a week later. So one might have said that even though it's defined as Nesachim haba'a because of the carbon, maybe from the fact that you could bring it separately tells me that it has some independent significance. And therefore, even Reb Shimon would agree that I'm alalo yered. That's the chiddush. You don't say that. Salkadai dechamina, I might have said, ho ova omar mar, since we had a mincha samanis kehem, balayla, mincha samanis kehem, lomachar, since you could bring the mincha and the nesachim that go along with the carbon. You could bring it at night. You could bring it the next day. You could bring it a week later. Kinesachim abon bifnei atzman, damu. It's like, not exactly, but it's like a carbon that it has independent significance. Umodi, Reb Shimon, de lo yerdu, and Reb Shimon would agree in that case, that lo yered, it's as if it is Kamash Malan. That's the chiddush. That Reb Shimon would say, no, it's still defined and linked to its original carbon, and therefore we would say the halacha im Allah yered. That is the chiddush according to Reb Shimon. Just to remind ourselves what we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when this gemara came up. See, back on earlier in that we had it on Daf Ches. We had it earlier, late after Daf Ches as well, and that is a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. At least the Mishnah Malach thinks it's a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam, and that is this halacha of bringing your nesachim after a week after your karban. Is that okay even lechadchila, or is that only halacha b'diavad? Is that only halachas? So that is the Rambam is not bechalik. The Rambam just says you can bring your nesachim whenever you want. That is the Mishnah Malach Ziyak. The Rambam in Hilchas Maisa Karbanis and Beis Yud Beis says the Rambam, Hasolas im Hashemen shel Nesachim, the flour and the oil, Eina Ma'akvan es Hayayin, Velo Hayayin Ma'akvan. Right, we know Nesachim are made up of wine, flour, and oil. That's what nesachim are made up of, right? So you pour the wine on the mizbeach and you burn the flour and the oil. It's the only besides, even if Yisrael is besides, even if it's totally burned. Usually, as we said, a carbon mincha, the flour is eaten, all the shirayim. Only the ketores is burned, except, not the ketores, even just the Kmitza is burned, except if you're a Kohen. Somebody's a Kohen and they bring a Kohen Mincha, that's Minchas Kohenim, special din, Kalil Tiyah. It's also totally burned. But if somebody has bringing an Ola or a Shlamim, so they have to bring the Sachem with it, so they have to bring all this, and each is not Ma'akiv each other. The law on the Sachem Ma'akiv is a Zevach, and if you don't have the Nesachim, so you bring the carbon anyway. Ela, maybe Adam Karbono Hayom, Unesachem Achar Asar Yamim, no problem. Echad Yachid, the Echad Sibur. Says the Rambam, and it doesn't make a difference if we're talking about a carbon yachid or a carbon sibur. If you're carbon sibur, a carbon musaf. Let's say in the basic English, they ran out of oil. Ran out of wine. Got very busy. So you're going to tell me you can't bring all the carbon musafs? Right, which are all required. Minchas Avin Eskehem, right? You have all the Pinchas Lanings. Right, so you're not going to, no, the Rambam says, no, you can bring it. V'hushalo kitshu anasachem eklisharis. And this is only allowed as long as it wasn't the nasachem weren't in the klisharis already, because then Lina would passel. Aval nasal klisharis imlanu yifsalo belina. Fine. That is the Rambam. The Mishnah Melech points out right here, a one-line Mishnah Melech, pretty unusual. Right, the Mishnah Melech points out that if you look at Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, Tosfos argue. Why, what do they say? If you look at Tosfos, that's that big Tosfos we mentioned in the past. The Tosfos is on the Mishnah about Niskalko Levim Bashir, that they used to accept Edom all day until nighttime to accept, to declare when is Rosh Chodesh, but it's tomorrow night. And so one time they came too late. They had already sung the Shir in the Beis Hamikdash for that day, and then they messed up because they found that it was Rosh Chodesh, and they really had sung the one that was not, that they didn't think it was Rosh Chodesh, and it really was Rosh Chodesh, and they sang the wrong Shir. So it was Kapol Levim Bashir. So that's why they said, okay, only Edom until Mincha. No Edom until after Mincha. So then we don't count it as Rosh Chodesh today. Tomorrow will be Rosh Chodesh. So that's the Gemara that we know, the Mishnah that we know in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So Hakol V'Bashir Hiskinu Shelo Yimakablam Ela Ad HaMincha. Right? They only say it till Mincha. Right? By the way, we say the Shir Shel Yom in the afternoon. We only say the Shir Shel Yom in the morning. We say the Shir Shel Yom by the Torah quotes. You only say it by Shachar. So what was messed up here? So do they say it in the afternoon too, by the time Shalvein Arbayim? That's a discussion. Look in the Magen Avraham in Kuf Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis Dalim. We have time. Maybe we'll see it. Okay, maybe we'll bring on a Magen Avraham. Kuf Lamed Beis Dalim. Anyway, but if they come later, then Noagim Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Kodesh. But it says Tosfos there. Why was it messed up? When do you sing? You sing during the Nesachim. So wait with the Nesachim. Bring the Nesachim a week later. Figure out if the Edom come or not, then you'll sing then. That's when you sing. Aminus kakul bashir. Follow bishasa sachim haya hashir. Kidamrina bechodukta. It says in Brachas. Ain omer shira el ala yayin. And we know, viyachol ahamtin milahavi nesachim ad halaylo ad lamachar. Right? That's what we say. Kedisa bakobet zuta. That you can bring maybe adam nesvivcha yom and nesachim ikavarasar yamim. Quotes our Gemaras. Answers. Tosis venira li. So this is Tosfos talking. To lechadchila yesh lahavi nesachim emazevach. Lechadchila, you should bring it together. De'i mevi balayla in yachalom ashira. Because first of all, you don't sing shira at night. So if you bring it that night, you're going to miss out on your shira. Ulamachar nami imeviya mibayla hasim. And tune in shira. Right, and later on we have a shayla about it. So it's at best it's a shayla, and at most you're not going to do it if you have to do it at night. There are some Gemaras that seem to say Mikayvar Asar Yamim, right? It's okay to bring it even much later. So says Tosfos, thank you. Hani Mili, the last line of Tosfos, Hani Mili b'Karben Yachid De'Ainton Shira De'Ainon Shira El Al Karben Sibur Hakavu Alehem Zman. Meaning Tosfos says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed, there's a chilek between Karben Yachid and Karben Sibur. Karben Yachid, do it 10 days later, no problem, because there's no shira anyway. Karbet sibur, you want to get the shira, and therefore it's lachadchila to bring it today. So the Mishnah Melech points out that the Rambam implicitly is against that. Tosfos and the Rambam are arguing with each other. Let me just see if I can find it now, and if not, we'll continue. Right, the Rambam quotes. The Rambam says, "V'yesh lama pita maktores erev uboker achar atfila." Right, minhag of Eretz Yisrael. V'omrim tchila ein kelokenu, when you say ein kelokenu. V'omrim hashir shalvim haya omrim b'mikdash b'shachris levad. Right, just shachris. Says the Magen Avraham. Matzasi kasuv. Demashakasav Mishnas Hashir Shal Yovim. It's the Mishnah. V'chulu ta'usu. The Kavadas Atur Lomar B'chol Yom Hashir Hashayach La'osu Hayom. V'kapaz Ramam Behedya. V'kapaz of other places. V'linir Kavadas Atur Lomar HaMishnah Gamkik Dili Patir Mital Matorah. Because it's a brisa. It's a brisa in Croesus. That's the Shir Shal Yom, not the Mishnah. Shari Kasa B'Shabbos, L'Yom Shekulo Shabbos, V'chulus, L'mogen Avram, quotes it. But then later on, not going to get it, it's a long piece in the Magen Avraham here. What about the afternoon? What about the afternoon and not just the, at night? Okay, so he quotes it, Imadaktik, some are Imadaktik. You can look at that Magen Avraham. Not going to spend time right now looking at it. Weiter, let's continue. Says the Mishnah. New Mishnah. Elushim alalo yerdu. The following, if they go up, they don't go down. So we already had some general definitions. So now we're going to give some examples. So halon, if a carbon, it was overnight. It was left overnight and it became pasul. Vahayotze, or went out of its proper mechitza. Vehatame, or a carbon that became tame. Any of these, if they happen to then go up on the mizbeach, they stay there and they're burned, and they become, as we said yesterday, lachmo shel mizbeach. What does that mean? Is that general? Is that specifically related to the carbon? So that we discussed yesterday. Vishenishchar chutzlos vada v'chutzlom komo, and a carbon that is pigel, or that is pasul, vishakiblu psulin v'zarko asdamo, or if a pasul person did kabbalas adam and zrikas adam. All those cases, the carbon is pasul, so therefore, it's subject to this rule of im alu lo yerdu. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, there are three that are excluded. Why? The Gemara will talk about. Well, these three. Shenishchar palayla, if the shechita happened at night, you have to have the shechita by yom. As the Mishnah says, we discussed this in one of the Tuesday night Shiurim of Shechita, the Mishnah in Megillah tells us, Kol Hayom Kasher Le, all of the items that you have to do by Yom, and the Gemara there quotes all the sources, and Tosfos there says, Shechita is not listed there, but it also has to be by Yom. So if you do Shechita Balayla, Vishen Nishpach Dama, or the blood that spilled out straight onto the floor from the neck of the animal, V'yatza Dam Chus L'Klaim, or if the Dam goes out, im also teirid. In all those cases, if it goes out, if it goes up, so then teirid, it is going to come down. Those are excluded from the halacha of Mizbech Makadish. And Reb Shimon Omer, no, lo teirid. Those would not. Sure, Reb Shimon Omer, because Reb Shimon says, Kol Shepsula Bakodesh, Hakodesh Makablo. Anything that the psul is Bakodesh in the Kodesh, so then the Mizbech, the Kodesh, is Makabalot. Lo Hayy Psula Bakodesh, Eino Hakodesh Makablo. And if it's lo ha'ipsula b'kodesh, then hekdesh would not be mekabel. The Mishnah Melech has a suffix in psulei hamekdashin in gimel vav. These three that are excluded, would we say that they are excluded even if the fire already started burning them? Would we still take them off? What's called mashla ha'or? So that he's not sure about, because the Rambam says there. Brother Rambam Paskins like that Rabbi Yehuda. Those three are excluded. Says the Mishnah Melech, Yesh lehis tapik, im mashla bohema or im teirid olo. De efshar, techihechi de mahani mashla haor, lesharp sulim de yerdu, she ya'alu, hachanami mahani lahanaf de lo yerdu, otem olo dami. Because he has a suffix, mashla haor, then really, that might be, what would you say, why would there be a difference? If im ala yerid, what's the difference? What, it really becomes lachmo shel mizbeach. If it starts, the mizbeach started burning it. It's not just physically on there, but the act of sreifa started happening. So that makes it more shayach to the mizbeach. So he has that suffix. What would you say in that case? Good. What exactly is meant by kol psula bakodesh? This has come up before. We mentioned it in passing yesterday, but let's see it again. Three sheets in the Rishonim. What does it mean, psula bakodesh? So Rashi says right here, psula bakodesh mishabas la azara nifsala. If it comes into the azara, the psul came into the azara. So pigel. Where did pigel start? The kohen in the azara had a problematic thought. Right in the azara. All the other cases, yotze, tame, lawn, all those cases were it was in the azara. It was heading in a proper direction, and then all of a sudden a problem came. That's Rashi, Psula Bakodesh, means in the Azara. If you look in Tosfos here is only a two-liner, but he says, look what I wrote earlier in that huge Tosfos, but Tosfos calls Psula Bakodesh, She'ira la'achar shchita v'niskadish b'kli. Tosfos quotes, and he explains it more at length earlier in some Chesam HaBeis, Tosfos says, if it was after Kiddush b'kli, after Kli Sharis. That's what Psula Bakodesh means. Because after all, Tosfos asks some very strong questions against Rashi. What? What happens if the animal is nearby or Roveya in the Azara? Right, in that case, what is that called? According to Rashi, that's Lohay Psula Bakodesh. That is Psula Bakodesh, but the Mishnah calls it Lohay Psula Bakodesh. What? All these problems could happen in the Azara too? So that can't be the issue. So that's why Tosfos says no. It means it was this. Once it's this kaddish b'kli sharis, so then it achieves a certain kedusha. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. It's not a din of whether it walked into the azara first or not. That is Tosfos. So according to Rashi, if you want to have it in a word, according to Rashi, it goes by. It's a din of place. According to Tosfos, it's a din of placement, meaning it was put into the kli sharis. Number two. And number three, there's a third opinion, and that is Tosas there. Back on the Psalmach Esmabez, if you look back for a second, those of you who have the one volume Zachim, right, so then is, says Tosfos on the Samach Esmabez, on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 wide line, Hagah, nearly Pirish, to Kol Shepsulo Bakodesh, Hainu, Shekol Shepsulo Kasher Ba'alma Bakodesh. If this type of psul is not a problem somewhere else in the world of Kachim, like we'll see, Tame is not always a problem because a Tame, Tomo Hotrep and Sivor. And this isn't a problem because you have cases where it would be able to be Hukrav. So that's a third day up in the Rishonim, what exactly is meant by Psula Bakodesh. The Mikdash David summarizes all of these. If you look in Simon Dalid, Os Aleph, he says, Obeikim Achosh, Psula Bakodesh, Yish Gimel Shitas, Rashi, Tosis, and Hagon Tosis. He quotes all three. And then he quotes Yesh Lach Kor. Let's analyze this. Ima Kavana, the dafka psul she'eno shayach elo la'achar shchita chashu psula bakodesh. According to Tosfos, yes. Second opinion, right? It has to do with whether it was discussed by kli sharis or not. What happens if it's a psul that usually happens at one time, but here it happened at another time? For example, the dafka psul she'eno shayach elo la'achar shchita, is Tosfos saying that only a psul that can never happen after shchita chashu psula bakodesh? Or afilu psul she'shayach kodem, a psul that could have happened earlier, im sh'ira la'achar shchita chashev gafke psula bakodesh, but after shchita it's still called psula bakodesh. But afke mina, what happens im nase balmum achar shchita kodem kabbalah? If it became a balmum, usually it's before. Usually it is lo hayy psula bakodesh. But what happens if it became a balmum after the shchita? So what is that called according to Tosfos? Is it a din in lumdis or in reality? Is it just, no, anything physically that happens before Kli Sharis, so then that is Lo Hayy Psula Bakodesh. Afterwards, it's Psula Bakodesh. Or do you say, no, it's something that usually happens then. So even if it becomes a Balmum after Shechita, it would still be called Lo Hayy Psula Bakodesh. That's a suffix that the Mikdash David has in Dalet Aleph. Okay, so that is the three Shitas in the Rishonim. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara. So those are all Psula Bakodesh. Now we have the second half of the Mishnah. The Elu Shaloha Yipsula Bakodesh. The following cases are cases which are not Psula Bakodesh, and therefore they would be Yerid. What are they? Haroveya, Vahanirba. Chmana Litzlan, if people commit bestiality with an animal, that animal is Asur Lahakri Vagabi Amizbeach. So therefore, why isn't the animal killed? Let's say there was one aid. Let's say it was alpibailim. Whatever the case may be, that we're not going to kill the animal. Veha muksa v'anevad. Muksa, if it's designated, set aside for avodah zara, but it was not used yet, nevad, it was actually used for avodah zara. Veha esnan v'amachir. Esnan, if somebody has an animal that was given as an esnan, payment to a woman for her services, v'amachir, or if the animal, you traded your animal for a dog, mechir kelev, so that is also a psul in Parshas Kisei. So those are asur al gavi amizbeach. So those are lo hayy psula bakodesh. Vehakilayim, or you have an animal that is a crossbreed, also asur al gavi amizbeach. Vehatrefa, or trefa. By the way, today's sefer hamitzvah shir, Beth Hashem will be on trefa. Beth Hashem, we will try to have one today. But that's trefa. Trefa is an animal that had a problem, even if it had a proper shchita, but it's still usher to eat because it had some other issue with it. The list of trefas in the second parak of Meseches Chulin. Ve'a trefa. Ve'a yotzei dofen. Or an animal that was born cesarean section. That also is an inherent problem and called lo hayy psula bakodesh. Uba'alei mumin. And a balmum. That was the Mikdash Shavuot's question just now, because what if you have a Baal Mum after Shechita? What is that classified as? But most of the time, you have a Baal Mum that is beforehand. Baal Mum. Rabbi Akiva Makshim Baal Mum. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Baal Mum are okay, that's kosher, that's not as much of an inherent psul as the others. Interesting, what does a Baal Mum do? It's okay, it's a blemish, but does that make it, that's not a halachic, doesn't start off as a halachic problem, it starts off as a physical problem. So maybe it's a different kind of, issue. Rabbi Chanina Skatakonim Omer, Docha Ya'aba is Vali Mumin, Yalgamim is Be'ach. Rabbi Chanina says his father used to also agree with the Shita that says Vali Mumin are a problem to push him off the Mizbeach, meaning, say, Im Allah Yerid. So those are the items of Im Allah Yerid. If you look at the Chinuch in Pashas Kiseitze, talking about Esnan and Mechir. So first of all, the machlokas we showed him between the Rambam and the Ramban, is that one aver or two averes? Two different machlokas. The Rambam and the Chinuch counts it as one avera. Shalola hakrib Esnan zonu Mechir kelev. Shinimnanu mehakrib Esnan zonu Mechir kelev. Vagavi mizbeach. Vilzen emer lo savi Esnan zonu Mechir kelev. Beis Hashem alokecha. That is the Rambam. The Ramban counts it as two separate ones. This is a general machlokas that comes up a number of times. Do you say lo sa? We had a man of a ger lo sa'anun. It's also the taking advantage of widows called yatom va'almana lo ta'anun, whatever the pasuk is. Orphans and widows. So again, the Rambam counts it as one mitzvah. It's one language of iser. Lo ta'anun here. Lo savi as sons of mechir kelev. The Ramban counts it as two different isurim in a number of places. This is a discussion in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, but that's the isur. Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shei HaMitzvah. What's the tam behind this isur of Esnan Zonu Mechir Kelev? What do you mean? So I traded it for a dog, but right now it's a sheep. I'm not giving a dog on the Mizbeach. I wanted to bring a carbon. So I gave you my dog, I got your cow, and I'm going to give this as a carbon. What's the problem? Or what? By the Esnan Zonu, what is Mitzvah Baba Avera? Mitzvah Baba Avera, what do you mean? What did this payment have to do with the Avera? The Avera was done. So why should this be labeled? You want to say it's just payment for a service. So why should what? It's mitzvah baba there. Some say that's only drapanan, according to some shitas in Tosfos. Anyway, so what's the yisur behind it? Mishar shei mitzvah says the chinuch lefisha hakarban hu ba letar machsheves haadam. This chinuch is obviously based on the Ramban at the beginning of Vayikra. The karban is to come purify our thoughts ula hachshir maaseu b'koach ha'peula hahi, and we're supposed to look at that karban and say, that should be me. Ubios carbono ba meestan zona, and if the carbon is meestan zona, shihi avera mitunefes, which is a disgusting avera. Shemeyachshove is carbono boso inyan ra. What am I going to think about? What's everyone going to think about when that carbon is being brought? They're going to think about where this carbon came from. So that's going to be metar your machshavas. V'yifagel machshavaso boosa machshava hara'a v'habzuya, and your machshava is going to become piggle, not in the literal piggle sense, but it's going to become disgusting. That's why you can't think about it. V'gav ke mechir kelev, also a dog. V'akarban yavi adam lekapar al nafsho ukeinyan, shakarbanon nishchat v'nutak lenesachim, roi lebal karban lachshov, shahir roi lasos came begufo advar cheto. This is what should be happening to me. My blood should be being spilled. But Kadosh Baruch Hu takes kofar from us so that we don't have to give ourselves. My heart should become softened. And therefore, we know haklavim yadua shehim azei nefesh. Klavim are brazen of spirit. So people listening out there are like, oh, not my dog. But Chazal say, as a nefesh, some type of symbolism. V'shema, right, what does it say? Abal lashon hara, roi lashlicho leklavim. Dafka. V'shema mitoch hashvo bahem uvtivim hachazak. Somebody just thinks about a dog, maybe when they bring their carbon, they'll think about what this animal was traded for. Their pit bull, their serious brazen dog. Lamaisa, it'll be hard for a person to have pure thoughts if they think about anything else related to this carbon, whether it's the zona, whether it's the dog, and therefore one should not do it. And then he says, as he says sometimes at the end of mitzvos, which he knows are a little stretch of the reason. The Chinuch says this 10 times in his sefer. V'im amna b'ni she'elu divra yaldus hein. If you think these are somewhat immature reasons, imam titorer vitam zakenim tikach. Just related to your life. They might seem to be immature, but related to your life. Says the Chinuch, because remember, the Chinuch wrote this for his teenage son to learn with his friends on Friday night. Right? There was already youth issues at that time. He wanted to make sure they had something to do on Friday night. So that's what so he says, sometimes he says, okay, don't take me seriously, even if you don't like this reason fully, but realize that it is something for you. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah, Kishem, Shim Olu Lo Yeredu, Kachim Yeredu Lo Yalu. Amazing halacha. Just like we said, Im Olu Lo Yered. So you would think, once it goes up in the Mizbeach, boom, now it's a carbon, and you have to give it. No! What happens if it's Olu Lo Yered, then it went off the Mizbeach somehow? Doesn't go back up. Doesn't go back up. Wow, why is that? So and what's the kishem? Just like. So again, just to read you one achron, and then we'll come back if there's more time. The Dvir HaKodesh says, what do you see from here? You see from here that the halacha of Im Olu Lo Yered does not mean that there's kedusha imbued in this item. There's no kedusha imbued in it, because if it had kedusha and it achieved the status, then even if it goes off, it will go back up. So what do you see from here? It's just a special din of a heter haktara for items that are pasul. It's a heter haktara. Once it's on the mizbeach, if it goes off, then you don't have the heter haktara anymore. But it's not a din that there's a status achieved, because if there was a status achieved, they wouldn't lose that status once it goes off the mizbeach. You see that clearly from this halacha. Kol sheyered lo shayach din zeh shaharei. Here's this beautiful lashon. Ein habiur da hamizbeach mekadesh umored es apsul meyakarbon. Im olu lo yered doesn't mean that the carbon is not pasul anymore. Ela hageder da hamizbeach no sein din haktara lo kol mashalav. Aval al yedei ha'aliyah lo chal shinui be'etzem hadavar ha'pasol. Ela kachu koach ha'mizbeach, litein din haktara gam lepsulim, v'lachein kol sheyerdu shuv lo shayach din zeh. It's pashut, but it's a beautiful formulation. That's the Dvir HaKodesh in Os Tof Nun Ches, relating to what this does. Look at the Sfas Emes to know about the Kishem. What's the connection between them? Baiter. Ola sha'olsa chayla rosha mizbeach. Continue the halacha. What if an animal went up alive? Went up alive on the mizbeach. Ola. So the halacha is teirid. Should go down. Meaning it does, this halacha from ola lo yeirid does not apply to a live animal. Why? It's not an ola yet. It's not alive yet. Are you allowed to shecht it up there? So the Mishnah says, Shachta b'rosh ha'mizbeach. So if you did, so yafshit, you should skin it up there, v'yenatech b'mkom, and cut it up and then burn it. Why? Because we know the carbon ola, everything is burnt except for the skin. The skin goes to the kohanim. So if it's up there already, then you should burn it. Are you supposed to shecht it up there? Supposed to break it down? So this is what we discussed back on Daf Nun Ches. You look at the first daf in that parak over there on Daf Nun Ches. So top toast was there, the beginning of Kachi Kachim. Beginning of that parak, Nun Chesam and Aleph, Kachi Kachim, six parak, Shachtan Broshim Mizbeach. So the language of the Mishnah was, Kachi Kachim, that you shechted, Broshim Mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi said, it's as if you shechted it in the Safon, in his kosher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends which half of the Mizbeach. But Tosfos there says, it sounds like a Lashon B'Dieven. Says Tosfos, Mido Raisa, Shochi Lechadchila, Kidakashini Mivizvachta Olav. Tosfos Shita is, Mido Raisa, you could shechted Lechadchila on top of the Mizbeach. Midrabanan, no. Shema, ha, danaka, bidiyeved, drabanan, shalot, tarbitz, glalim. Any moment, the animal might relieve itself on the mizbeach. It's disgusting. What a disgrace to the mizbeach. So get it down as quickly as possible. Especially when the animal's about to die. Maybe maybe it's going to lose itself. But that is what Tosfos says, the lachan chila, you can shecht it, berosha mizbeach. But the Eved, there's a Dindrabanan not. We mentioned the Gra then is not so sure about this, whether it's Lechadchila or not. Does that really have the status of Yerech Mizbeach on top? It's Kachik Kachim, so it needs to be Yerech Mizbeach Safona. So that is not clear. The Gra says, but Tosfos clearly says that Midarite is only a Dindrabanan, that you don't shaft it, but Rosh HaMizbeach. Okay, Tanya, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos hi ha'olas. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who excludes three cases from the halacha of Im Ola lo yered. It says, Zos hi ha'ola. Hare'elu gimu mi'utin. There are three words that exclude. Zos, Ola, and ha'ola. So what do they exclude? Prat, l'shenishchata balayla, v'shenishbach dama, v'sheyata dama chus l'klaim. All these three cases. You shechted at night, the blood spilled out, or the dam went out, shim olsa teirin. In those cases, they are excluded. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ola, Ein li ela Ola. What does he learn from these? I only know Ola, Ksheira. Minayin l'rabos, Shinishchata balayla. Vishinish b'chatama, Vishiyatza dama chuz l'chalayim. How do I know to include all of these? Rabbi Shimon argues. V'halon, v'ayotzi, v'atami, Vishinish chuz l'chalayim chuz l'mkomo. Visha kibbul psulim v'zarkos damo. How do I know all these are included? Ha nitan alamata shenitan alamala. Or karbanas that you did the blood, the sprinkles of dam in the wrong place. Ulamala shenas alamata. Or you did the mala that you sprinkle below. Vaha nitan bachut shenitan bifnim. Or chutz pnim. Bifnim shenas bachutz. As we discussed in the end of the previous parak. Right, you brought the dam inside. U pasav achadash shalta shlo lishman. Ah, shades of da base. 82 days ago. So it says the pay, so all those cases, minayin, how do I know all those cases? The carbon is puzzle. How do I know that Allah is im Allah lo yeh reitam al omar? Toras ha'ola. Riba Torah achas l'kol ha'olin shim Allah lo yerdu. All these cases are included in this halacha. Yachol, meaning arguing with Rabbi Yehuda. Yachol shani marbe. I might think you also include all the others. Haroveyavea near bava muksava nevavea esan umachir vikelayim vitreve veyotei dofen. All the cases. This doesn't only sound familiar because it's beferish from the Mishnah. We also had it earlier in the Masechta as well. So tamalama zos. Zos is an exclusionary word. So you include a lot, but you also exclude a lot. Ma umara isol rabo es elu hosi es elu. So why do I include the first list and exclude the second list? Achar shariba hakasuf umiyet. Because we're meant to include something and exclude something. So marba anias elu shayip psulim bakodesh. I include the first list because those are psulim bakodesh. Three sheets is what that meant. Umotzi anias elu shloyip psulim bakodesh. And I exclude those that were not psul bakodesh. Period. So that is all Reb Shimon Shita. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda had the three, Yehuda excluded the three cases from his words. Zos, Taras, Ola. Where does he include everything else from, though? Rabbi Yehuda only argues on those three cases. Where does he include everything else? He can't say the other Shitas, Reb Shimon's Taras, because then he would include everything. So what's his Shita? Rabbi Yehuda, Maisel Mehacha. So he learns it from the following. As we'll see, because every case has a specific reason. Why it's kosher. It's not a general thing. So we had this earlier. You see on the side, La'el, on Daf, Nun, Aleph. Mipnei ma amru lon bedam kosher. Why do I say, if dam, you have dam that was lina. By dam, it was left over, it's kosher. Shari lon kosher be'emurin. Because you have a case, the same thing happens to emurin. If you have fats that were left over on the mizbeach after their time, they don't leave. Lon be'emurin kosher. How do I know lon be'emurin themselves? Shahari lon kosher be'basar. Because after all, you have a case of basar that's lon, that's kosher. What's that case? Rashi, third line, a basar shlamim, which you're supposed to. A basar shlamim, if I bring a shlamim today, I could eat it today, tonight, and tomorrow. So you see, by basar shlamim, there's a case that lina is kosher. Says here too, even though it's b'dieved, so it is still okay. This usage, the Gemara terms this lun by basar shlamim. So I don't think the Ramban quotes it, but this is definitely a smach to the Ramban. It's a pasuk in the Torah, but the Ramban picks up on it, that when it says that you're allowed to eat the carbon shlamim for day, night, day, put the heat on if you're cold, right? If the halacha that you're allowed to eat the carbon for day, night, day, the language of the Torah is in Parshas Sav, umi macharas v'hanoser mimenu ye'achel. So even though a shlamim can be eaten on the second day, the Torah calls it nosar. No sar mimenu yochal, says the Ramban, Lufi Daiti, in Yana Katsupa Ze, Baavur Shamar Bayomakrivo Ezivcho, Ye Ochel Imimacharaz, Vahayab Mashma, Shadeh Mitzvah She Yochal Bishne Yamim, Yochal Mixasab Yam Risham, Yaniak Mixasal Machar. I want to do a mitzvah both days. Let's see, you want to make a bracha. Ashekar Shadim, another Sivanu, Lechol Zashlamim. So you make two separate ones each day, Lechora, right? So you want to make two brachas. Rasha, you might think that you could just leave it over. Leficha chazer levar v'hanoser mimenu barishon ye'achel mimacharas. Lo sheyishar mimenu b'kavana v'lo sheyehei rasha'im lahaniach kul yom ha'macharas. Aval mitzvah sheyochal mimenu barishon v'hanoser b'mikre yochal b'macharas haniskar. So that Ramban, that ha'ara, that a shlamim should be eaten the first day if possible, it's definitely a smach from this Gemara, because the Gemara calls it one. Lon is usually like a lina problem who was left over, so this language is a smach to that Ramban. Okay, what are the other ones? Why are the other ones kosher? Yotzei. Why is Yotzei a case of imalolo yered? So that's why Yotzei kosher b'bama, because after all, you know, Yotzei is kosher in other areas. Where? Bama. By a bama, there is no psul as Yotzei by a bama. So you see, somewhere it's kosher, so at least here, where it's possible, we say imalolo yered. Tamei, hova hutra lavoda sibur. Tamei, also, because if by an avodah tzibur, tamei is okay. Chutz lizmano, hol meratza lepigula. What about pigol? Pigo, ironically, as we mentioned in the Misechta before, it's still an avoda that accomplishes something. Right? If I don't finish the avoda by pigo, it doesn't become pigo. As the Mishnah said, yatir amatir kimitzvaso, earlier on dafcha tes or so. So that the, you have to finish the process, it accomplishes something. It's meratze li pigulo. So because it's a significant avoda, so that is also why we'd say lo yerid. Chutzlum komo, ove iskish lechutz azmano. Right? That's always compared. Shekibu psulim shazarko is damo. What about the case of Kabbalah and Srika by psulim? Bahana psulim lechutz avoda sibur. We're only talking about types of psulim that would be able to do avoda sibur. Bidiyeved, if need be. Now I'm talking about all types of psulim. Period. So those are all the sources for Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, "V'chi don in davar shalom bechshem idavar shebechshero." Some of these are cases where you're allowed to do it. So you can learn a puzzle. It's puzzle here. So how can you say, "Okay, because Tommy is good about a seber"? But so what? How can you compare the two cases? Something that's puzzle, something that's kosher. So Gemara says, "Tana azos toras haola riba samechle." Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds like the drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Zos toras haola. That's the real source of it, but he then uses these svaras to include what should be included. But he also connects it to the previous. Rashi says in Samechlei, La Asmachta Lamilsei. Meaning he does have an, he has a pasuk that hints to it, and once you have the pasuk that hints to it, so then yet's enough to connect it. So we haven't quoted in many, many months, just to quote one more source, and that's the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, about Asmachta. The Ritva says there, what does Asmachta mean? Asmachta means, sometimes the Gemara says it here, Rashi says it, that it's usually, it's not mefurish, it's not a real limud, but there's a hint. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Asmachta ba'alma. Says the Ritva, you might say, Asmachta ba'alma, it's nothing. So the Ritva says, no. Shouldn't think that way. Shekol Masha Yeshlo Asmach. This is a very a Yisodi Ritva Yisodi again. Rosh Hashanah Tezayin. Shekol Masha Yeshlo Asmachta Men Apasik. Whenever you have an Asmachta, Heyir Hakadosh Baruch Hu Sheroi Lasos Kain. It's really Hashem's will. Ela Shelo Kavu Chova Umasu Lachachamim V'Zed Davar Barur VeEmet. Obviously, there were others. V'lo k'divrei ha'mefarshim asmachtos shu k'derech simin shenatnu chachamim. It's not like those who think, oh, the rabbis made it up. They found a pasuk which has nothing to do with it, but they okay, we could find the hint here. No. V'lo shekavanas ha'torah l'kach. No, the Torah didn't really mean it. Chas v'shalom yishtaka ha'dover v'lo yomar shezu das minus hu. If you want to say the Torah didn't mean what Chazal hinted the pasuk connected it to, that's apikarsus, says the Ritva, to say that the Torah didn't mean it. No, because then you're separating between the Torah and Chazal. Aval haTorah he'ira b'kach, u'mastra chiyev adav l'kavach ha'chamim emirtzu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you could make it mechuyev, you could figure it out, but of course, they came up to the Ratzon Hashem. L'fichach timsa ha'chamim nosnim b'chol makom raya o zechar o asmachta l'divrei min haTorah. They try to work so hard to find it. Klomar, she'ena mechad shim davar milibam. They're not saying anything new. V'kol darash shebal peh, remuza, b'torah, shebechsav. Shehi tamima, v'chas v'shalom, shehi chaseira klum. There's nothing missing, and we're just connecting it in a way that shouldn't be connected to. That is the Ritva. Then he quotes early in the footnotes, he quotes this from the Pirush Mishnayos, from the Kuzari, and from the Mabit. Right? All of them relate to this issue. Okay, we'll have to stop here. There's more related to this about Chazal figuring out Ratzon Hashem. Maybe we'll just mention one more source tomorrow, the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Kriya Shema. But then we will continue. Parsha Shir, with Hashem. I'll know over the next couple of hours, depending if I have time to prepare it. But I'm going to try. But we'll see.